Father John Obeyo, the parish priest in Budi County, says the government has done very little to rescue some South Sudanese from the ongoing economic crisis that has engulfed the country. Obeyo adds that the majority of South Sudanese across the country are yearning for change.
You cannot be there and yet people are suffering, and you say you are a leader of the people, and yet you are not for the people, you are for yourself, you are not for the people. So there is a need really of a change of leadership in the country. That's what I think can maybe change the life of the people in South Sudan. Otherwise people have suffered a lot and they're resilient.
William British Noel, another church leader with the African Inland Church in Torit, says civil servants who have not been paid their salaries in several months are facing crisis. Noel urges both national and the state government to invest in agriculture to address food security across South Sudan.
The government should work hard to ensure peace. Because if there is peace, everyone can go to the garden and no one will harm them. So the Ministry of Agriculture should lobby and invest in agriculture. This will help to eradicate poverty from South Sudan.
The country's economy is in crisis, with the South Sudanese pound falling nearly every day in value, causing the cost of goods and services to skyrocket. South Sudan inflation rate stands at 835%. Economist says the country's inflation could be the highest in the world. The economic hardship in South Sudan has pushed a significant number of young girls to become family breadwinners in a patriotic country. Eunice Nakiru Lako is a woman leader at the Evangelical Free Church of South Sudan. She is appealing to national and state government to rescue children from the ongoing economic crisis in across South Sudan.
Many children have been sent home from the schools because their parents are not able to pay for the school fees. Now they have been sent home from secondary schools, even from the primary schools. The road is full of children coming back home. How are we going to survive in this country, really? Because there is too much suffering. I hope our government can listen to us and look for ways of getting something. If they can even talk to World Food Program to help us with some food to distribute to the people to eat, if the money is still far. This is what I'm really urging, asking if it is possible, just to rescue these children. We don't want to lose them. Those are the future of South Sudan.
Eunice says prices of goods in the market are getting more expensive every day and many families are not able to buy food. Alhaj Elia John, Minister of Information and spokesperson of Eastern Equatorial State, is calling on civil servants across the state to be patient as government explore additional revenues for paying the salaries.
As a government, we are trying our level best to make sure we are going to pay our civil servants when the condition favors. The economic crisis has really affected us. Oil fields, which were unable to deliver through Port Sudan, and the war in Sudan has actually greatly affected the export of oil.
He says the country's economic crisis has affected the national government's ability to support agriculture.
You know, to bring all these things, it requires capital investment. And since we are facing economic crisis, it will be practically very difficult for the government to bring these things at once and make them available to every farmer. So as what we are doing as a government now, we are working through our partners.
South Sudan economy is plummeting as families gobbles with hyperinflation and extreme currency depreciation as a result of a rupture in the oil pipeline that runs through Sudan. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa in Torit, Eastern Equatorial State.